Today will be Ezra Hashem may learn the Memches of Masechet Pesachim. The topics we learn about include whether the Machlokes Amiram about Hoyel is linked to the Machlokes Tanoim about baking tummy bread before Hafrashas Challah on Yom Tov, the maximum amount of dough that is permissible to bake on Pesach at one time. The first Mishnah on Amud Beis explains how many women who have to share a single small oven can avoid chametz problems when baking together on Pesach. The second Mishnah on Amud Beis begins a discussion of the different steps in the process of a dough turning into chametz. Some of the key terms and concepts we learned about in today's daf include Hoylo mikli leila archim chazile. Since if many guests would arrive unexpectedly on Yom Tov, he would need the food for Yom Tov, we can view this baking as being done for Yom Tov. L'tzarech echol nefesh. Cooking on Yom Tov is permitted only for the purpose of eating on Yom Tov. Chumra de'asi l'dei kula. Sometimes, in an effort to be extra strict in one area of halacha, we end up being inappropriately lenient in a different area of halacha. Hasal mitzar from l'chala. Even if bread is baked separately, when it is put in the same basket after being baked, the basket combines them to make a shir challah. Kol zman she'oiskes bebetzek, eina bo'l dei chimetz. As long as we continuously work the dough, it will not become chametz.